Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, I love it!
Begin the radio show.
Do not try this on your own because it's very dangerous and you will probably die.
All right. Was that about the show? I'm a little nervous now. Good morning. Happy Monday, Lance. Happy Monday, Kevin.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
So a lot of listeners out this past weekend. I was at a trivia night Saturday at Vianney High School, and a lot of people came up to me. You know how people know you, but you don't know them?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those. Somebody came up to Nick and was like, so you're the famous Nick. Like, she talks about you all the time. Then he starts getting worried because Nick does not listen to the show. It's better for our relationship, him not listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need him to call me or, like, when I call him after a show to let me know what he thinks is good and what he thinks was not good.
Right.
I already know all those things. Mm-hmm. I can feel a bad show. So it's better that, and plus, you know, he'll just get texts all morning like, oh, okay. So you do this.
Yeah.
But yeah, really nice to see a lot of people out for that trivia night. And this week, we're going to have a great week because next week's Thanksgiving, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're off all next week. Mm-hmm. What about you, Lance? What is your vacation schedule? Are you working Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday?
Was that a question to me?
Yes.
I was listening to something on the scanners.
Oh, I was going to say, he's not working now.
I know. What the
what
heck?
The question?
I'm going to need a little help here today, Lance, if you don't mind.
Oh, it's going to, you're going to enjoy this week.
Why?
Let's see. I won't be here Tuesday.
Yeah, and we're going to move Miss Connections to Wednesday.
And then I'll be on both FMs Thursday and Friday, so I won't be much
wow.
on Thursday and Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
This Thursday and Friday?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so today, I need your full support today, Lance.
Let me get back to you on that.
I was asking you, I said, we're all off next week.
Yes.
Are you off too all next week?
I work one day next week.
Okay, good.
Cool. I work on Wednesday.
Yeah. Who wants to deal with that traffic on, oh, you're working Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be a good day. It's the day before the big holiday.
Yeah, but a lot of schools now and businesses are off on Wednesday. Like, I can remember when we were kids, it was always a half day. But now, because I think they realize that so many parents and people are responsible to
travel. They're leaving town.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. like, you know what? We're going to give you Wednesday, too.
Yeah, they get way more days off, these children, than we ever did. They have a fall break, spring break. We didn't have any of that.
Fall break? What's that?
That's a thing.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And spring break, we never had spring break. We had, like, Easter off, Good Friday.
And possibly Monday.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But right. That's it.
That was it.
There was no going to the Caribbean with my family. We never had a spring break vacation ever. Yeah, so we're all off next week, but we have a lot this week for you to win. We kick off the $10,000 holiday shopping spree again, and we do that this morning. We will play five times a day, and we're adding an extra play in the morning show, so I'm very excited about that. Early morning listeners, you have an opportunity at 6:10 to win. All you have to do is wait for the carolers. They'll tell you everything to do. You qualify with a $50 gift card to Bravo Cucina Italiana out at West County Center. And 6:10, 8:10, 10:10, 2:10, 4:10. It's very simple. It says call now to win. It gives you the phone number. It's the easiest thing ever. Also all week long, we're giving you tickets to U2 when they come to the Scott Trade Center next May. And the tickets go on sale this weekend, but we will have tickets all week for that. I know we have a Puck Stops here this week. So a lot of stuff to do on the show this week. Looking forward to it. Today, there's a bunch of great things in the news. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, of course. We're going to talk about holiday drinks. We're also going to talk about, I saw a list. I wanted to ask Kevin and Lance. It says what every man wants for the holidays. And it's a list of different items. And I know you two are not the everyday men.
No.
So it'll be interesting to hear what you say. Also, the toys are out. the Toy Hall of Fame has inducted their toys for the year. We'll see what you guys think about that. Jen will be in around 6:30. Have your first schmig at 6:40. And weather-wise, it looks like it's going to be getting nicer through the week. We're going to be only at 50 today. Tomorrow, about mid-50s. But then, looking ahead to Wednesday, 58. And by this weekend, it looks like Friday is a great day, 62. I mean, it depends what you think is a great day. If you like cold, it's not a great day. But if you like warmer weather like I do, then it is a great day. Right now, it is 41, and here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Aldi, what I was trying to listen to a little while ago, a few minutes ago.
Diamonds Direct.
617 on Y98 with Courtney, Lance, and Kevin. Jen will be here in just a few minutes. I interviewed a couple people about the supplement superstore last week and their success with the Royal 21. Royal 21 is a supplement you can buy at the supplement superstores, and it helps if you're doing the right things like dieting and moving a little more. You know, you don't have to call it exercise. Just if you're walking, if you're moving more, and how much it can help with your metabolism, your thyroid, your cravings. And for me, my favorite thing is the incredible focused energy you get. But every story is different. Why they gained weight, why they wanted to lose weight, why they took the chance and went to the supplement superstores. From one woman that lost 100 pounds to another woman that has thus far lost 10 pounds. And to how the supplement superstores are now family to them. They know them when they come in. They'll help you with your grocery list. They'll help you with your diet, and they will help you with the right products to get you to those goals. And I know a lot of people don't talk about losing weight before the holidays, but it is a great time to start, because by the time Christmas is here and New Year's resolutions are starting, you're already going to be well on your way to having a healthier lifestyle. Online, find all the locations, supplementsuperstores.com. Mention Courtney. They'll give you 25% off the Royal 21 Queen.
Donate to Goodwill to help you.
It's Entertainment Schmig. Brought to you by Dirt Cheap. The holidays are right around the corner, so think Dirt Cheap when stocking up for get-togethers. Local domestic import, it's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Taylor Swift. On the first day that Reputation was in stores, sold around 700,000 copies. They're saying it's going to be easy for her to sell over a million in the first week. And on Friday, KMOV's Laura Hediger did a Taylor Swift traffic report. She tweeted it out. Well, actually, she put it out there, and
her family, Taylor's family, told her about it.
Yeah, because she has relatives in St. Louis, and some of her cousins tipped her off. Taylor retweeted it. Here's a little bit of Laura.
Interesting start to that weather update. Thank you very much. Can't, you know what? Just shake it off. If you are about ready to start a drive into downtown St. Louis, there is a lot of blank space on the roads out there because traffic is pretty light. In fact, a great run right over all of those downtown bridges. As we go a little bit wider, yeah, I don't have to say look what you made me do, because traffic looks good all over the St. Louis area.
All right.
Lance is like, I could have done that.
Well,
you got to do a Thin Lizzy version.
Well, we can do that.
All right. We don't really care if Thin Lizzy retweets it, though.
We won't get nearly the impact.
No.
I think the last thing they tweeted was like 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think they tweeted anything in a while.
Lance is their lone follower. Louis C.K., let's talk about his statement from Friday after that bombshell New York Times article dropped. He admitted that everything against him is true. Here's his statement. At the time, I said to myself what I did was okay because I never showed a woman my blank without asking first, which is also true. But what I learned later in life, too late, is that when you have power over another person, asking them to look at your blank isn't a question. It's a predicament for them. Seriously? The power I had over these women is that they admired me, and I wielded that power irresponsibly. There is nothing about this that I forgive myself for, and I have to reconcile it with who I am, which is nothing compared to the task I left the victims with.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the statement wasn't a bad statement, I didn't think, although he never said he was sorry, did he? I read that a couple of times.
Mm. Yeah, well, and
like he never said, I apologize, sorry, right. I'm sorry.
And here's the thing, some of the women, like, some of the women said he kind of asked them, hey, you want to see my...
And did it.
Yeah, and they were like, they thought it was a joke.
Right, because he's a comedian.
Right.
Right. Like, you're... Ugh. His new movie officially dropped by its distributor. It will not come out on Friday. FX has removed him as a producer on Better Things, The Cops, One Mississippi, and Baskets. They haven't made a decision on his show Louie yet, but I have a hard time believing that it will continue. HBO's removed his comedy specials and his 2006 series Lucky Louie from their on-demand service. He's also been cut from the animated sequel, The Secret Life of Pets 2, which will be interesting since he was the lead dog,
yeah.
Max. And they joked around about it on Weekend Update on SNL, and it was actually in Tiffany Haddish's monologue. Yesterday, I was flipping around Netflix with the kids and didn't realize that his 2016 or 17 special was still in my list. It popped right up there. I was like, ooh, get that off the... uncheck that. So it looks like Netflix hasn't pulled all of his comedy specials yet, which they should maybe do. Gal Gadot says she won't do Wonder Woman 2 if Brett Ratner is involved. He was a producer on the first Wonder Woman. And people have alleged sexual misconduct on his part. And a source says she's refusing to do the sequel if he's involved. House of Cards writers trying to retool the show without Kevin Spacey. I don't know that that'll be hard to do. Like people right. said, just put Robin Wright in charge of the whole thing. And if you were wondering how The Weeknd is doing after Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber got together.
I think about night and day.
He was spotted out a few nights last week with Justin Bieber's ex. Some people say he's just with her to get revenge on Justin and Selena. Please, seriously. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility. But he was there everywhere they went. They held hands. He was parading her around, trying to make it obvious that he was with her. Okay, great. And at the movies, over the weekend, Thor, still number one. Daddy's Home 2 and Murder on the Orient Express, second and third.
But big money. I mean, not second and third, but still with like 28, 30 million.
Yeah, 28 for Murder and Daddy's Home 2 with 30 million. Thor, 56.6 million. In 2 weeks, it's up to over 200 million, so not bad. Bad Moms Christmas and Jigsaw round out the top five. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40, online at y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
And it's sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's start on, I guess,
Me Do. Look what you just made me do.
Sure to be number one on the album chart next week. That's Taylor Swift on y98. It's 6:53 right now.
And still to come, we have the holiday shopping spree at 8:10.
And then I was supposed to say we have U2 tickets to give away for their show next year. In this hour, 7 o'clock.
Hour.
Oh, I'm thinking we're already in the 7 o'clock hour.
I could have just handled it.
How about
I knew
before
you were gonna
eight?
Mess it up so bad,
right? Man.
All right, you wake up, and I'm going to tell you this story, and hope your kids never. I thought you were going to throw something at me.
I was just scratching my face, but I like that you flinched.
I did flinch. Okay, just your son Finn is what?
Eight. 8 years old.
Well, you have a year to make sure you have everything password protected. This 9-year-old in England got on her dad's phone, and her dad's phone does not have, it's not password protected.
He knows my password to my phone.
Okay, well, their tablet at home, this family's tablet at home, everything's protected, and she can't get in any trouble on this, but a 9-year-old got hold of the phone and went to work. She booked herself a fabulous Disneyland Paris holiday. Here's what she booked with PayPal.
PayPal?
Yes. Oh. And you know how easy PayPal is.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, it's one check and it's everything's already in there, the address and everything.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So her Disneyland Paris holiday, her name's Susan, she's 9, included airfare, a hotel gift card, a VIP trip to the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah.
On the Disneyland Express train.
Oh, that sounds great, too.
And park tickets.
Yeah.
They don't know how she did it. And the mom said at first they weren't going to refund their money. They didn't find out for a couple days after when the dad saw the amount come out of his checking account.
Oh, my gosh. His PayPal was linked to his. He's lucky he had that much in checking.
Right. And the mom said that at first the companies, they were made through two different websites, weren't going to refund the money because no fraud was detected. But then after they investigated, they were able to figure out what happened, and PayPal agreed to refund the money, calling it friendly fraud. Susan said...
family fraud.
Right.
Susan said, the little girl said, I don't know. I was just messing around on Dad's phone. I don't know where Paris is or what the Eiffel Tower is.
Oh, that's great.
I know. Oh, if I were Disney, wait, wouldn't that be a good little PR move?
Yeah.
Just to give them this trip.
I don't know.
That's right. You can say, hey, you can always know where Epcot's got all that stuff. The Eiffel Tower in France.
So Disney, just go to Disney. Don't worry about the rest.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's just funny. Be careful. Your phones, make sure that's, you know, you make sure the tablet they're using, but if they get a hold of your phone.
Yeah, I've talked to them about in-app purchases on the games that they play and how they can't do that. But
who knew they're going to book a trip? I feel like it's when Sleepless in Seattle, when they book the airline tickets.
Oh, yeah.
On that like old school computer.
All right. The news is brought to you by First Community. You might need some extra cash. Get $100 cash. That's not going to buy a trip to Paris. But when you refinance your auto loan from another lender to First Community now until the end of the year, see firstcommunity.com for details. Cloudy this morning, sun by this afternoon, and a high of 50. Right now, 41 downtown. And Lance Hildebrand with the latest on your drive to work.
And that's sponsored by Dell. Let's start with...
Thunder! Imagine Dragons on Y98. So my little nugget turned 5 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, Nora.
Yes. And she had a great birthday party and... presents from all of her friends. But the day before, it was really cold, so she wanted to...
Did you want to say hi to the girls at Pottery Hollow real quick?
Oh, yeah. Annie and Morgan.
There you go.
They did an awesome job in Kirkwood with her painting party. These girls took like 5 seconds to paint the part, to paint the little figurines, and then I was like, oh, this party goes on for another hour and 40 minutes. There were also some people who... went to Pottery Hollow yesterday because painting is like their happy place and they do it to like de-stress.
Yeah, right.
And all these girls running around, I think, was driving them crazy. So apologies to you. But Saturday we went to Michael's to get some crafts because it was too cold to play outside. And Michael's is like a toy store now. We walk in and she's like, ooh, Hatchimals. Ooh, I want these plastic Frozen dolls. And I'm like, no, I'm not buying you toys. Your birthday party is tomorrow. We're buying crafts.
Crafts, right.
Or as she calls it, crap.
Right. We're buying stuff for you to make. And I bought a bunch because they had like sale on it. So I figured we could do them throughout the season. No, she wanted a bunch of toys. And with that said, the National Toy Hall of Fame has announced their 3 inductees for this year.
All right. Do you remember what the ones that people could vote on were?
Yeah, there were 12.
Okay.
Matchbox Cars, Clue, My Little Pony, Risk, The Magic 8-Ball, Wiffle Ball, Pez Dispensers, Fake Food, Transformers, Paper Airplane, Uno Cards.
Uno.
Or Uno Cars, and Sand. Let's just say this. Why don't we take 20 things that aren't really toys and just induct, like, put Sand in. Like, these are honorary members.
Like Stick. Right.
Stick.
Mm-hmm. Box.
One was
Box.
Blanket 1 year.
Yep.
Box one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get it.
Mom's purse.
Because of the 3 winners... I'd say 1.5 count as toys.
Okay. Is it sand one of them?
No.
Okay.
Maybe next year, Sand. No. The paper airplane one.
I was never much of a paper airplane creator. Lance probably was.
I never was particularly gifted at making them.
Right.
Yeah. My contraptions were always pretty weird and didn't fly right.
Right.
Yeah, the ones I liked were those like half, they weren't cardboard. They were that really, really light wood.
Balsa wood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you would get those. I don't know why. I don't know why I think when the police or the firemen would come to school, they always had the airplanes. But I, you know, you would get those, and those would fly
until it hit the ground, and then it would like crack
shatter,
and
crash. Yeah.
But I think this is just taking a piece of paper and making a plane out of it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Paper. Right. It's paper.
Paper. You know,
not as involved as those balsa wood.
All right. What are the other ones?
Clue, the board game. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And wiffle ball. Yes, but I also feel wiffle ball, paper airplanes, last year's winner, the swing, should just be...
No, wiffle ball's a creation.
That's true.
It's a they marketed it. It's a name brand.
True, but if you got bat and ball...
Are they already in there?
Wiffle ball's different.
Wiffle ball is different.
It's different. And did you use the skinny wiffle ball bat or the big fat bam bam bat?
That was like almost like cheating.
It really was.
Yeah.
I was a skinny bat.
Skinny bat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was a husky child, but a skinny bat.
So congratulations to all the toys that made it in. Today you can probably play some wiffle ball outside. 50 for the high, and we'll have more sun by this afternoon. And then 54 the high for tomorrow. Close to 60 by Wednesday. But... Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
And it's sponsored by the folks at Beautiful.
An alliterative winner for you as Hillsborough's Linda Harris. Happy to have you two tickets.
Said she never wins. Never wins anything.
Can't say that anymore, Linda. And hopefully we get another longtime caller, first-time winner tomorrow morning on the show, giving away you two tickets all week long. Their show goes on sale next Monday morning for their Scott Trade performance on May 4th. This, by the way, worth noting, not the Joshua Tree tour. I know that show was canceled back in September, but this is a different tour. So you're going to get hits from all the albums, the Experience and Innocence Tour 2018.
All right. Have you ever heard of the Rolex rule?
Does it have something to do with time?
It has to do with Rolex watch.
The Rolex rule. No.
Okay, so Jacques Cousteau's grandson,
Steve.
That's it.
I don't know what his name is.
Or Philippe.
Philippe Cousteau.
He is, he's constantly traveling the world because he's an explorer. And who can tell their parents, what are you going to do for a living? I'm going to be an explorer.
Well, I think in that family you can.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But do you write that down on your taxes? Job. Explorer.
Well, if Kevin writes down talent,
right? Yeah. And what's odd is I went to Marquette Catholic and their mascot is the Explorer. So I'm 2 for 2.
What do you mean two for two?
I could be a talented explorer.
Just because your school mascot is an explorer doesn't mean you're an explorer.
He says how you can stay safe traveling the world is to buy a Rolex because it could save your life someday.
Oh.
He said no matter where you are. Mm-hmm. In the world, everyone knows what a Rolex is.
Oh, so if you owe someone money, you could just give them your Rolex.
He says, and they know they're expensive, so that makes it like currency. So if you're ever in a dangerous situation, you can use it to barter to get yourself out of trouble.
How often has he used a Rolex to get himself out of a sticky explorer situation?
And I don't know. I think it kind of targets.
I think so, too. Yeah. I mean, I see his point, and I see your point, too, and probably both of them are right. I mean...
Buy a phony one, then.
Ooh. Well, yeah, you could do phony and fake one on each wrist. Phony and real.
I love that. He's, like, held hostage at gunpoint, and he's like, do you want my Rolex? Right. And they're like, perfect. That's why we actually held you up
That's why we got you in the alley. We saw the gold shining. It's 729 on Y98.
Y98 presents...
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.